Tracing one's history can be a tedious task, but one made easier in this digital age. Countless documents containing genealogical details and historical data are scanned, photocopied, and archived each day by agencies and organizations tasked with preserving our past. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. The Oklahoma Historical Society is the keeper of thousands of records on early Oklahoma, Indian and non-Indian. But OHS has lacked the means to digitize much of its records. That is until recently, when Ancestry.com approached OHS with an offer to collaborate.
It was a good partnership because we do not have staff, nor time, nor resources to digitize and index our records. And we have a treasure trove of records in our files on microfilm, lots of handwritten records that are difficult to access. And this will make them available. They're not going to be any, they'll be more accessible for people.
Deborah Osborne Spindle is a research librarian at the OHS. She says one of the reasons Ancestry.com approached OHS was to include more Native American records in their archives. Another group that is of particular interest to Ancestry.com includes those settlers who came to Indian Territory prior to statehood. According to Spindle, among the best resources for information on Indian and non-Indian has been the Indian Pioneer Papers of Oklahoma, created in the 1930s.
There are interviews that were done. It was a Works Project Administration project, and they were interviews done with people who were here at statehood or before statehood, and they interviewed both Indians and pioneers. And so when people hear the title, they think it's just Indians, but it was people, and in fact, there's Germans from Russia that are included in there, but there are other ethnic groups included.
Spindle said Ancestry.com sent people to copy the microfilms and scan the card index, which was about 800,000 4x6 index cards. Spindle said if you were looking for your great-grandmother who taught school in Indian Territory, this would be the place to look.
Because they had to have permission to be there. Physicians had to have permits. Everybody who was a white person in Indian Territory was supposed to have a permit.
Spindle said that even before the news came out about Ancestry.com, including the Oklahoma records, that the most asked question her department received on a daily basis was inquiries on how to find out if a person had Indian blood.
People just do not know how to go about doing research for other ethnic groups. And that's Native American, it's Lithuanian, it's something you have to educate yourself about.
Spindle went on to say that most people think you can just pull it up on a computer, but it's not that simple.
You have to understand what records you're looking at and how they were generated and what they might mean. And we spend a lot of time here explaining, for example, the Dawes enrollment, what the rules were, you know, how that happened, the fact that someone is living in Indian Territory does not necessarily mean they were Indian, those kinds of things.
With television shows like Finding Your Roots on PBS and Who Do You Think You Are on the Learning Channel, Spindle feels this has spurred some new interest in genealogy.
I think those TV shows wouldn't be on unless the interest was there because they're commercial. They're commercial entities. But I'm glad it's there because it's been great fun and we've done some work for some of those shows.
Deborah Osborne Spindle is a research division librarian for the Oklahoma Historical Society. The edition of Oklahoma's Native American records can be found now on Ancestry.com. $1.9 billion was set aside out of the Eloise Cobell settlement to create a land buyback program for tribal nations, and in its first year it has paid more than $225 million to individual American Indian land owners. This land, now estimated at the equivalent of 375,000 acres, will be returned to the tribes to help facilitate land use planning while ensuring that land stay in trust for the benefit of tribal nations. In a press release, Deputy Secretary of the Interior Mike Connor, who chairs the oversight board of the program, said this has been a learning experience from, quote, every sale and every location to make adjustments where necessary that are transparent and fair to ensure that landowners are given every opportunity to make informed decisions about the potential sale of their land at fair market value. A list was included in the press release of additional American Indian communities where land consolidation activities are expected to take place through the middle of 2017. Two of the 21 tribes listed were Oklahoma tribes, the Ponca Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma, and the Osage Nation. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page. Look for Indian Times.